images tell the story of the building of the walls and around them. The years from the flight of the earls right up to the plantation and the construction of the walls, it tells that story. And it has defined the city, particularly during the times of the siege. It's become a huge tourism attraction. They are an incredible example of engineering and how it can last over so many years.
And as you've said, this is the launch of the Walls 400. It's a series of events taking place over the coming months. The council, the museum and others in the city will be very anxious that that anniversary is not only properly marked, but that the entire community take ownership of it and participate in it.
Exactly, and it's that last sentence that sums it up. This has been essentially handed over to the local community, supported by the council and by the Irish Society, who were still around today, but who were the original builders and owners of the wall, and the Department of Communities, HED. There's a funding stream available, and basically the council are putting it out there and asking local organisations, whether it's arts or drama or anything really, just to have ideas around how this anniversary should be celebrated. And there's funding available for them to develop these ideas and animate the walls, essentially, and even make it a more exciting visitor attraction and make it more of a festival atmosphere. And it'll run from April 2019 to March 2020. People can find out more about that on wallcity400.com to find out how to tap into that funding stream. But it is open and it is live now, and we would encourage anyone to get involved.